get this straight. You think that you think Belshazzar had a better resume than Nebuchadnezzar? In what possible sense? Yeah, number two tries harder, right? Like Avis, but that's all you got for me. Banquet hall, you're kidding, right? Yeah, don't you know what happened at the banquet hall? Where do you think we get the phrase, the writing on the wall? All right, Martin Zender here, folks. We're in the Revelation series, and we're going to be looking at the reign of Belshazzar and the writing on the wall, the famous finger that scared the daylights out of the folks there at the banquet. And I'm going to show you the religious nature of these four beasts. I already introduced that thought to you in the yesterday show, but today we're going to give it to you in many more details and reasons. I have more reasons than that. What reason did I give you? What reason did I give? That Daniel was shocked. Well, let's look at that. Daniel was shocked. So he sees these beasts coming out of the sea in Daniel chapter 7. And again, I remind you, these beasts individually become the wild beast of the unveiling in the later chapters, chapter 11, 12, 13, so forth. And that is the temple section. So I'm going to get to that. It's the temple section. Remember, we're basically starting over in Revelation chapter 11 because Jesus finishes it. He comes down at the end of the seventh trumpet, and then chapter 11 starts. What? We're halfway through, only halfway through the book of Revelation. We're starting over. That's because we're rehashing the same time period, but with a different angle. Now the angle is going to be the religious aspect of this great conquest of Christ, whereas before, from after we got through the prophetic section, we were looking at the political conquest. So Daniel sees these four beasts coming out of the sea in chapter 7, and shuddering is my spirit. I'm going ahead now. We're going to look at the details, believe it, but I'm going to verse 15. Shuddering is my spirit, mine, Daniel's, in the midst of its sheath. His spirit is in a sheath? What? Let me read this again. This can't be right. Shuddering is my spirit, mine, Daniel's, in the midst of its sheath. I'll be darned. Daniel's spirit had a sheath. I kind of think of like a scabbard for a sword. You pull it out, or a holster for a gun. You pull it out and you draw. Daniel pulled out his spirit out of his sheath. That's interesting. Never saw that before. And the visions of my head are flustering me. The visions, this thing he just saw, flustering him. I draw near to one of the risers. Remember, we used that word before. Months ago, I talked to you about these spiritual beings called risers. They're the ones that tell Daniel what's happening. It's the risers. No, not Paul Reiser. I don't, maybe one of them's name was Paul, but it doesn't say. They don't have first names. They're risers. They come up. And as to the certainty of all this, am I petitioning him? As to the certainty, because Daniel's not sure what he's seeing here. Then he speaks to me. The riser does. And this is another spiritual being, another classification, a riser. Don't forget this. That's a baseball cap. You can't tell that's what I have on my head? See? See the back? It's backwards. Yeah, I try to put it forwards, but then it bangs up against the microphone. I'm not going to show you. So the risers, and he asks about the certainty. Then he speaks to me, and the interpretation of the matter is he making known to me. So the point here is that Daniel is shuddering in his spirit, and the spirit is just quivering in its sheath, and he's shocked. Now, these cannot be the political entities that are figured by the four parts of Nebuchadnezzar's image. Nebuchadnezzar, that was the grandpa. That was his grandpa, right? Let me check on this. You, O king, are the supreme alloy granted esteem, honor to Nebuchadnezzar. Your grandfather, right. I'm going to get to that. Wait till I tell you about Belshazzar. You think Belshazzar has a superior resume? No, this guy is a doofus of the highest order, and I'm going to tell you what happens in the great banquet hall. So Daniel's shocked, and his spirit in its sheath quivers. And why would it do that if these were a mere repetition of the image? He wouldn't have. And so I'm going to read this from Enoch. Daniel had explained the great image to Nebuchadnezzar. This way you know it's not just me being crazy here. He understood its meaning well, but when he saw the beast, he did not recognize any similarity. Hence, he was moved to ask the meaning of the vision from the risers. And he does that in Daniel 7:16. Check that reference. Now, the wild beast of the unveiling is a religious power. And I'm going to show you how the wild beast is an amalgamation, has the same, if you combine all the horns and wings and all the aspects of the four beasts in Daniel 7, they match perfectly the wild beast of the unveiling. It's fantastic. Oh, yes, I meant to tell you yesterday, there's another great reason, and we find it in verses 11 through 13. Chapter 7, verse 11. I told you that these beasts were contemporaneous, right? They exist at the same time. Whereas the image Nebuchadnezzar saw, those different metals represented kingdoms that were successive kingdoms. I meant to put my watch on. They came one after the other, i.e. successive. One succeeded the other. You got the Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persian. The Babylonian gave way to the Medo-Persian. Old Grandpa Nebuchadnezzar died, and here comes the little grandson, Belshazzar, little Belchi, and he blows it. He screws the pooch. And then that kingdom fades, and it's succeeded by another kingdom, those Medes and Persians. And then Alexander the Great. One falls, the other takes its place. This is not the case with the beasts of Daniel chapter 7. And again, all this to prove to you that these are religions. Nobody else is saying this. Nobody. All the expositors make this the image. And they make it nations. They make it world kingdoms or nations. Well, they do one of the two things. They do tricky things. The bear must be Russia. Isn't that so? That's what they say. The she-bear is Russia. Why? Because there's a contemporary symbol for the former Soviet Union that was a bear. This is why you can't go on what's in vogue at the time. They're all tricked. They're all just not looking at the translation. You see, it's the translation. So we're going ahead again. We're going to go back and describe it. Look at verse 11. This is after he sees all four beasts. He describes them. Perceiving am I then, because of the sound of the monstrous matters that the horn is declaring. There's a horn on the last beast here. Perceiving am I till the animal is dispatched. Destroyed is her frame and granted to the glowing fire. And the remainder of the animals, in other words, the other three animals, the first three animals, their authority is caused to pass away. Their authority passes away, yet a lengthening of life is granted to them till the stated time and seasons. So the three animals, the three beasts, the first three remain. The first one produces a horn, which is the man of lawlessness, and he declares hideous things, or hideous, if you'd like to say it that way. And it is dispatched first, destroyed. Granted, the frame is to the glowing fire. And the remainder of the animals, their authority passes away. They have no more power on the earth, yet a lengthening of life is granted to them. Plural, them. That is huge. Where do you find, I ask you this, where do you find Babylon, Medo-Persia, or Greece in the book of Revelation? You don't. And yet the wild beast is an amalgamation of these beasts. Where's Greece, Medo-Persia, and Babylon? They're not there. The Babylonian kingdom, not there. But there are religious powers that exist. They're all there, and they are here now. Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, and Christianity. They're here now. And they will be here till the end. But they will be destroyed at the end. Next to point A. Oh, yes. It's the religious side of things that is emphasized with Belshazzar. And here's where all you Belshazzar fans are going to be sorely disappointed. if you think he was better than his grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar, he's not. It was the political Gentile power that was given by God in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, to Nebuchadnezzar. But the vision of the four animals is during the administration of, yes, Belshazzar. What mother would, in her right mind, would name her son Belshazzar? Well, that's a good point. No mother just come out of labor is in her right mind, but most people decide this ahead of time. I don't know. It is in his reign that the religious side of matters is stressed, because he was the one, as I told you, who desecrated the vessels of the temple that had been brought from Jerusalem, and he drank wine from the sacred chalice, like the, you know, the Holy Grail. We're the knights who say, nee. And they all said, nee, at the feast, and bad things happen, as I'm going to show you. And he worshiped gods. Let's go to that passage. If this is the last thing I do, not in my life, just today, then this will be worth it. Okay, the giant finger comes on the wall. Belshazzar is partying the night away. And he's got dancing girls, he's got, you know, jugglers, sword swallowers, fire eaters. And while he's doing his thing, a giant finger comes on the wall and starts writing. This gets everyone's attention. Everyone stops, collectively catches their breath. And nobody can, it writes some strange symbols on the wall, nobody can figure them out. I'm fast forwarding through the opening, the whole tale. You can read that for yourself if you want in Daniel chapter 5. But I'm getting to the key point. So they call in who else but Daniel? The famous Daniel. It's kind of been neglected since, you know, his friend Nebuchadnezzar put him in charge. So they call Daniel, and the king says, you go through the usual pomp and circumstance. You know, I hear that the Elohim is in you, and a stream of light and intelligence and excellent wisdom is found in you. He's buttering him up big time in verse 14 of chapter 5. Now brought in before me were the wise men, the magi, the hieromancers, and they shall read this writing and make known to me its interpretation. Yet they cannot disclose the interpretation of the matter, because apparently they are all stupid, and I shall fire them forthwith, which will be followed by their decapitations. I added that. I don't know what happened to these guys. Yet I hear concerning you that you can interpret interpretations and untie knots. I love that. If only I could be an interpreter of interpretations. In fact, I am. No, I'm not. I don't interpret, right? I don't interpret. But Daniel was said to be, by Belshazzar, an interpreter of interpretations, one who unties knots. Daniel must have been a Boy Scout back in the day. Now, if you can read the writing and make known to me its interpretation, in purple shall you be clothed. Ooh, purple. Going to turn him into a Minnesota Viking. Sorry for you folks in foreign countries if you don't understand that reference. With a circlet of gold about your neck, and as the third one in the kingdom shall you have authority. I would have said, "Buddy, I want number two. Third in the kingdom? Are you kidding me? I want number two." That's not what Daniel says. Then answering is Daniel and saying before the king, quote, your gifts be to yourself. That was a nice way, an Old Testament way, a godly way of saying, take your gifts and shove them. Shove. Well, that, you know, I'm just saying that's the early version of that. It's the same thing, but it was very polite. Your gifts be to yourself, and your rewards grant to another. But the writing will I read to the king, and its interpretation will I make known to him. Why are we doing this? To show you the religious nature of Belshazzar's reign. Oh, God, look what the time's doing. You, O king, and now he's telling him how it is. You, O king, the supreme Elohim granted the kingdom and majesty and esteem and honor to Nebuchadnezzar, your grandfather. Oh, God did this. The supreme Elohim, the supreme, granted the kingdom and majesty and esteem and honor to Nebuchadnezzar, your grandfather. And from the majesty that he granted to him, all peoples, leagues, and languages were stirred and terrified before him. Look at this. All peoples, leagues, and languages. These are nations. These are national groups. This is Gentile jurisdiction given to Nebuchadnezzar. It's different with Belshazzar, your favorite buddy. And we're going to see the main reason why. It's religious, and this will clue us that this revelation to Daniel is also religious, and the wild beast, which is an amalgamation of the four beasts, appears subsequent to the 11th chapter of Revelation, which is also religious. God, I make sense for a living, and I don't mind doing this for you.